Jennifer, thanks for speaking with me. I understand you're a Paducah native.
I am. I grew up in Lone Oak. High school, actually all 12 years at Lone Oak, and then I went away to college in Lexington and law school there as well.
Well, I understand you're coming to the Fancy Farm picnic in conjunction with working with KET.
I am. We'll be there live on KET tomorrow at the picnic on the grounds there at St. Jerome. And we'll be doing a pre-political speaking show and then actually a post-show as well.
You are board chair of Emerge Kentucky's board of directors. Do a short-form description of the function of Emerge Kentucky.
Well, our focus is very narrow, and that is to recruit and train women to run for office in Kentucky. Kentucky actually ranks 37th in the country of the number of women in our state legislature. And we find throughout the state that women just aren't serving in public office to the degree that we think forms a true representative democracy. And that's really our goal with Emerge, is to change that.
Tell me the training that an Emerge Kentucky participant gets.
Well, it's a very intensive 6-month training program. They actually undergo about 70 hours of training from everything from fundraising to public speaking, how to be an ethical leader, endorsements, messaging, every tool that you would need to be an effective candidate. And then also we provide a strong networking group of women and men from across the state that then can support you once you do run for office.
How many participants have completed the training to date?
We've had a little over 100 women go through the program, and we take about 20 to 25 women per year. We just completed our 5th class, so we have 103 graduates and 25 women on the ballot this year.
25 women on the ballot, that's pretty significant.
It is. It's really wonderful because in 2012, we had 11 women on the ballot, 9 of whom won their seats. And we are now seeing the fruits of our labor over 5 years, that those numbers are dramatically increasing of women stepping up to run for office.
Jennifer, how would you compare Emerge Kentucky with the Kentucky Federation of Republican Women?
Anytime you have an organization trying to promote and increase the number of women in the process, that's a good thing. What we really do focus on is training these women so that way when they do decide to run, we ask for a commitment of running 5 years of the program, that they have the confidence and the skills to win and to run successfully. I don't want to focus on a comparison between the two organizations. I do believe that regardless of the partisanship, we need to focus on increase the number of women in the process. The way we're doing that is by making sure they have the tools that they need to be an effective candidate.
Tell me, of the 100, I see that Jeannie Embry of Paducah is on the board. Can you give me names of women in West Kentucky who have completed this training?
Absolutely. We are a statewide organization, and one of our goals is to make sure that we're geographically diverse and we don't just focus on a certain area of the state. And especially for Western Kentucky, as me being a native Western Kentuckian, it's very important to me personally to make sure that we increase women's participation. We have a couple women who completed the program from Paducah this year, Brandy Harless and Sarah Stewart Holland. They are both graduates from Paducah. We've had women participate from Bowling Green and Glasgow and Owensboro.
Now, you're an insider as a person who will be part of the KET broadcast. What are you forecasting for the demeanor of this Fancy Farm picnic?
Well, I've been attending Fancy Farm picnics since I was a little girl, and I think that this one will be just as exciting as any of the others, and probably a little bit more so, because you've got, look, the spotlight is on Kentucky this year with the U.S. Senate race. I'm hopeful that the crowd will actually listen to the candidates and hear what they have to say, but we may have to leave that for another debate on the issues. But I'm sure that the enthusiasm will be as high as it usually is, hopefully not the heckling.
Have you heard anything about when the campaigns are going to decide on where they're going to debate?
I know the BC has actually scheduled a debate in October for this fall between the Senate candidates. I know that the Alison Lennon Grimes' campaign has agreed to that. I don't think Senator McConnell has yet. I know they've talked about other debates as well, and they just haven't reached an agreement on that. And really, for the voters, it's only fair that they hear from the candidates in a debate format, in a true debate format, and I'm hopeful that they will agree to do that. It doesn't make sense not to.
Well, Jennifer, I'm glad that we were able to catch you before you got on the road to Fancy Farm. Drive safely.
Okay, thank you so much, Kate.